The Australian Open favourite Daniil Medvedev has blasted the low IQ spectators at Melbourne Park last night after his visitors after his victory over Nick Kyrgios. There was a caller earlier who said that I was wrong, that they were doing that Cristiano Ronaldo rather than booing. But I thought there was a fair amount of booing last night. I wonder how it appeared to Simon Cambers, contributor to The Guardian, ESPN, New York Times and TennisMajors.com. Simon, good morning to you, Melbourne time. What did you make of it?
Yeah, it was fun, wasn't it? I do like the way Daniel Medvedev never holds back in his opinions. I mean, I think you're a bit right and you're a bit wrong. It was definitely the Cristiano Ronaldo sue thing, which is getting really irritating. But when he started moaning about it, then he got booed a little bit, I think.
Simon, when you compare the Melbourne crowd to others around the world, how do we fare?
Well, I mean,
and be brutal.
Normally, the Aussie crowd's very good. I mean, you can get, you know, some very volatile matches, especially when, you know, in the past when you've had sort of Marcos Bagdatis, Cypriot against the Greek or the Serbians against Croats. You've had some fun things there. But, you know, when you compare it to New York, I mean, the place is a riot sometimes. In the past, they've had fights in the crowd, not even in that distant past. I think one Novak Djokovic match a few years ago, there was a fight between Djokovic fans, remarkably. It's really noisy in New York. It's very different. You know, there's a smell of food all over the place. People are talking all the way through it. Wimbledon is dead quiet. And the French Open, well, they can turn on their own players. If they don't think you're trying hard enough, they'll start booing their own players. So every Grand Slam has their own sort of idiosyncrasies when it comes to fans.
Simon, is it making any? Is there a ripple of news about the crowd behaviour last night in the world of tennis?
More the fact that it's the Ronaldo Siu thing, and that the crowd, just the more they're told to stop it, they seem to carry on. I think it's becoming a bit of an irritant, but it's not like anyone is sort of showing this stuff on the news in the UK, for example, and saying, oh my God, the crowd's going wild in Australia. It's more that I think because people thought that it was booing at first, that was what was grabbing a little bit of attention.
Hey, Simon, nice to chat with you. Simon Cambers. He's rather good. He's interesting, that bloke. I don't think it irritates you as much as it irritates me and Simon, but I think we could lose the sue.
Well, maybe, but we certainly can lose the boo. I'm not a big boom guy, no. Not even in the footy. I don't even like it in the footy, really.